The defiance is still there because we fundamentally consider that the whole process was flawed. But that being said, the reports have been written, the Ofsted action plans have to be prepared, the senior staff have prepared the Ofsted action plan, and the governors have been involved in inputting into that Ofsted action plan as well. We've had two meetings around that and those have been submitted.
Are you hardliners? Religious conservatives?
You've heard the phrase.
Yeah. I don't know, 100, 200, 500 times.
Ask the people I work with on the Prevent board, in the fact, ask the people at the national level at DCLG, where I was actually sitting on the anti-terrorism and how to prevent future acts of terrorism, how much of a hardline Muslim I am. Ask the people that have actually called me a traitor in the streets, because I work with these programs and I've actually pushed some of these issues, of how much of a hardline Muslim I am. No, we put up with targeting from the Muslim community to do some of the stuff that we do. Now we're being targeted by the government.
Do you think that enough is done here to involve children from this part of Birmingham in the rest of Britain? Are they seeing the world through a kind of Muslim prism?
So if the local area is 90-odd% Muslim, yeah, so the intake will be quite similar, then firstly you've got to look, unless you're going to force kids to kind of mix in different religions and cultures with kids from different cultures.
Is there something more that you can do? I mean, I know at Waverley School, which is rated outstanding, they do have this sort of partnership with a school in Herefordshire. They've got a sort of entirely white British school and an entirely ethnic Muslim school who join up.
I think as a new governing body, that was, these things are going to be remembered. We became a governing body on the 4th of December. We were in the process of trying to explore a lot of things, you know, and all of that came to a standstill. I'm sure we could do a lot more. Nobody's got exactly the right answer to everything. But we haven't been given a chance to actually carry any of those actions through. To be judged, you need to be given time to actually do something. We were not given enough time to do anything before a judgment was passed.
What do you think the future holds, though, for Golden Hillet? Who's going to be in charge come September? Will you two still be here?
I do not know where we're going to be heading towards September or even next year, or even the next few days. But yeah, as long as the aspiration of our children are met and the results continue going up, I think as governors, parents, even local people, that's I mean, what more could we ask for?
If it came to the point where they said, we want a whole new board of governors, would you be happily go yourselves if that meant that the school came out of special measures?
It's not about us as individual governors. There's an aspiration that's been set in school and there's an ethos, which is that the young people should be aiming high. The teachers should be actually supporting that aspiration.